suppose you'd gone to another town, and you ran across an old friend up there. You came home and told your wife, what would you say?
Oh, I said, I'd tell her I seen one of my old friends the other day, or today.
Would you ever say, I ran...
Ran into the old acquaintance up there.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you have a very good friend and you want to name... your wife has a good friend and she wants to name one of your daughters the same name as her friend. And she says, we named our daughter...
Namesake, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Namesake. This creature that you have barks. What do you call that?
That what?
This creature that barks.
That's a dog.
And you want to call that dog to attack another dog, maybe. Yeah. What do you say to him?
Well, we just tell him to sick, and he goes after him.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you're talking to him. What exactly would you say?
Well, I'd say, go get him, Rover.
Uh-huh. Now, what if you're calling your dog? How do you call him?
Well, I'd call him. I used to have one called Teddy. Mm-hmm. I was going, here Ted, here Ted.
Mm-hmm. Now what do you call a dog that's kind of mixed breed?
Mongrels.
Mm-hmm. And suppose a dog bites me and you're telling somebody about it later and you say that Bob was what?
He was bit by a dog.
Mm-hmm. Now the male, we have cows, these are females, and what do you call the male?
The bull.
Uh-huh. Now are there any special words that farmers use? Mm. Or they used to use?
No, I don't. Not for the bull.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any special words that you use, that women use, or that you use when you're in front of women? For the bull?
Why? Sometimes they use it as a male cow.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that anymore. They just go not playing them.
Mm-hmm. Now you have sometimes they used to use a kind of cow for drawing things, like to use teams of horses.
Yeah.
They used cows. Now what would you say you had a You had two of them there.
We had a yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm.
Yoke of oxen.
Now suppose you had